It's time.
Oh, that was excessively loud in my headphones. Good morning, Flavia Cacacci. How are you?
Hi there. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well. You've just had the most amazing week, haven't you? I mean, I saw your blogs and your tweets about sort of going and doing some outdoor filming with Russell Grant. Then last night, is this right? You were at 10 Downing Street meeting David Cameron.
Yes, I was. Yeah, it was great. Actually, I've never been, so... Yeah, I was very lucky.
And you went along with Jimmy Mystery, is that right?
Yes,
to celebrate Diwali.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
I understand that at the meeting, David Cameron made reference to Colonel Gaddafi. Is that right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he'd had one of those slightly bizarre days. Apparently, obviously, lots of things going on. But he was very, he was in a very good mood and very, funny. It was lovely to be there. I'm surprised he was there, actually, because many things going on.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, what's it like being in one of the power centres of the Western world whilst the news of something like this, whilst big world news is coming through?
Well, it's quite bizarre. I mean, I got there after David Russell, obviously training in a, dance studio and doing VTs and everything. And then, obviously, I find myself, at 10 Downing Street. So quite a surreal day. I think it'll take a day or two to actually sink in. At the moment, everything is so busy, but it's quite bizarre. It was amazing being there and seeing all these people there. And, obviously it's a beautiful building and we were walking around and we saw these little children. Very special. It was a bit like being in a family kind of thing. It was a very warm environment.
What a privileged and busy lady you are right now.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about Saturday, because it looks as if you're going to take something of a starring role. You're doing the Argentine tango. Not with Russell, of course.
Vincent,
no, you're doing that with Vincent. And you've been doing some filming with Russell today, and we're going to see the results of that on Saturday. Well, tell me about that.
Well, the VTs this year are being a little bit more adventurous, you've probably noticed. So rather than just showing what happened in the in the training studios, they're kind of taking us out and being a little bit more adventurous, which obviously takes time out of training. Which is never good, but at the same time, it's much more entertaining and much more interesting. So, yes, they had us. The initial idea was to kind of go up Snowdon.
Oh gosh!
And do some climbing there. Seeing as Russell is, on top of the world at the moment, that was the whole idea behind the concept, and also linked in with the routine we're doing this week. So, which will all make sense tomorrow.
So there's a funicular railway, isn't it, that takes you to the top of Snowdon?
Then
had you out in the altogether dancing. What were you wearing?
The weather was really bad, so we couldn't actually go up Snowdon, but we went up another little castle, which was beautiful, not quite as high as Snowdon. Believe it or not, we were actually in our dance outfit.
Oh, no.
And it was a freezing.
Now, you're not a lady that wears much when you wear your dance outfits.
Not when we're performing, no, unfortunately.
What started happening to your body then?
I was freezing, absolutely freezing. It was raining, it was so windy. But we were just, all we kept saying was thank heavens we didn't go up Snowdon, because that would have been obviously absolutely ridiculous.
You're suffering for your art, darling. tell me, how is Russell holding up? Because he's such a lovely, bubbly character, and I do enjoy having him on the show. What's it like being with him so, so closely, so often throughout the week?
It's brilliant. No, it really is brilliant. I absolutely love rehearsing with him, and, he hasn't lost any of his enthusiasm. Even though, everything seems to get harder.
Is he losing much weight?
Yeah, he's losing an awful lot of weight, actually. Not really kind of, intentionally, just he is. Mm. There's a lot of clothes that he can't sort of fit into anymore. And I said that we've got to go on a shopping spree, which is always a good thing. So he's up for that. So that will be our next.
And how long do you think you can stay in this competition? Because I think Russell... people were possibly slightly ambivalent about him because of who he is, really, I think, before this programme started. But I think people are genuinely responding to how much he's loving it. And that can carry you some distance. And I think the boy can dance. But unfortunately, he's not up there in the top echelon, is he? Let's face it.
No. But I mean, there's, like always, every year there's like such a vast variety of celebrities. I never really think you can compare them directly one with the other, because they're different ages, different abilities and things like that. So I think obviously we'll stay in as long as people want us to stay in, and our goal from the beginning has been just to go out there on a Saturday, firstly for him and for myself to enjoy it, and obviously to hopefully provide entertainment to the public and the audience.
And hey, you know what, Flavia, we think that one of the reasons Nancy Dell'Olio didn't go out last week is because an awful lot of people voted for Anton.
Absolutely.
And so I think people could be voting for you to stay in the competition.
I hope so. Well, I hope so. You know, we've done it at least for several years, so you hope that people are kind of, you know, supportive. And they've been amazing. I mean, the support we've had has been absolutely amazing. The comments, the text and everything. So we're very, very, very grateful.
Well, listen, we're right behind you here at BBC Surrey. We're supporting you all the way. We're honoured to have adopted you as our couple. But just one suggestion. You know, you're called Team Flavant on Twitter.
Yes,
our mid-morning presenter decided that a better conflagration of your two names would be the Fla from Flavia and the Grant from Grant to be Flagrant. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The funny thing is we're doing the tango this week. So Russell is actually playing a character called Aragrant.
Oh, well, there you go. That's I managed to get some information out of you about the dances that you do on a Saturday night. Great to speak to you. Thanks so much for coming
on.
That's Guildford's Flavia Cacacci, which is the reason we've adopted this wonderful showbiz couple for the duration of Strictly Come Dancing. Thank you so much for all your company this morning and this week.